This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation line. They are the home of Providence. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, the clown car, you know, over the last 2 days, the clown car. And this is interesting because of what it's portending for us. I'm not even sure if that's the right word. But whatever it is, I'm not going to say the impeachment is back in the news, because it's never left the news. It's the whole idea of removing this president has been front and center for the Congress since they got sworn in. It was happening even when the Republicans were in charge of Congress. They were, Al Green, where is he from? Texas, Democrat from Texas. He's been trying to get him impeached since day one. Even before he was sworn in, cable news commentators were getting out there trying in vain to convince the Electoral College electors to throw the purple prize to, you know, anybody. Paul Ryan would have been okay. The hashtag Never Trump Republicans have mostly given up their Quixotic quest to capture Trump, with the exception of a red-faced blue weld floating the cracker's idea of executing the president for treason. But the hardline Democrats, that's to mean the hardline leftists, aren't deterred. The most progressive sort continue to call for impeachment, citing transgressions ranging from mean tweets to, and you know, some sort of weird constitutional clause that nobody heard of between the years of 1830 and 2016. Now, at this point, the bigger national scandal isn't the president's law-breaking behavior. It is the Democratic Party's refusal to impeach him for it, said the biggest star in the Stalinist circles, that being Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. On Twitter, that's where all the important stuff happens now, on Twitter. Now, something about the about Ukraine and Trump asking Vladimir Zelensky to look into Joe Biden's sleazy son, skullduggery, and the former Soviet satellite has rekindled calls for impeachment. Never mind that the source of the allegation wasn't present for the classified conversation. We're also supposed to believe that in the history of our republic, no other president ever quietly asked another leader for world leader for dirt on an opponent. And you've already forgotten about that other business with the British foreign agent feeding, you know, fictitious dirt to Obama about Trump's predilection for Muscovite strumpets, right? If you were to listen to the media's play-by-play of the Democratic dynamic, you think Trump is in trouble as Nancy Pelosi gives into the progressive angst by promising a formal inquiry into impeachment. Now, a formal inquiry in impeachment is a little bit like getting on a tether and jumping out of an airplane. Now, you're still going to get banged up against the plane fuselage, but you're not in free fall just yet. It's also very hard to see how this piecemeal effort will ultimately satisfy the intransigence of her caucus, who keep clamoring for more, baying for Nicaragua blood. Seven freshman Democrats just paid a bundle to a PR agency to run a Washington Post op-ed demanding impeachment. They don't get asked to do that. They have to buy their way in. They're paying to play. Until now, Pelosi's approach, which was tugging the leash on her more salivating members while allowing just a little give to keep them loyal, that was seen as sort of shrewd, sort of canny by some political junkies who like to watch Morning Joe for fun. And in some ways it was, playing footsie with impeachment while not actually going forward, though the long, grueling process was expected to hold the Democrat base together, if only temporarily. And at the same time, it's supposed to stave off the Trumpian core of the GOP, who in the haughty minds of the Beltway burghers will lash out like starved curs should they actually attempt to, you know, take Trump out of office. Pelosi is supposed to have all of this political savvy, this political know-it-all, this political acumen. Her hand was forced by the rabble-rousers on the progressive side. This makes for a dramatic coup de theater. But it's still only that, theater. Pelosi lost face, yeah. But the humiliation would be downplayed by her media backers, who treat statecraft like so many three-act plays. And we already know the coming ending. The Washington wisdom behind Trump's impeachment makes sense until you venture 3 feet outside I-495. Within the D.C. groupthink bubble, impeachment is treated as a galvanizing force among voters not plugged in, matrix-like, to the political scene. Michael Oakeshott was right when he wrote that politics is a suitable subject for conversation. Perhaps that is all it is suitable for. Politics holds the general imagination in so much as it provides practical benefit to people. But, yeah, and, you know, over a coffee and a cigarette, it's something to chat about. But otherwise, it's boring, or worse, a duplicitous fare. Excuse me, farce, I'm sorry. Impeachment is no different. Just useless movement to tear off a sliver of a margin of undecided voters. But not to Potomac clerisy. The political class and their media retainers want the drama. The subject of impeachment, the letter of the Constitution, is secondary. They want the gladiatorial fight. They want the historic weight it brings to the everyday folderol of our shallow politics. The headlines, the MSNBC Chirons, the front page of the New York Times, the overpaid college historians nattering about the significance of C-SPAN. They use this like money. And its current member makeup, impeachment, has about as much a chance of succeeding in Congress as mandatory veganism does. There's no way two-thirds of a Republican majority Senate will vote to convict. Any articles of impeachment will be for show. Which is why so many of the Democratic presidential candidates and the backbenchers are demanding it, and why the TV grandees devote airtime to the useless effort. Countless warnings about impending impeachment before the 2018 midterms didn't stop the Democrats from wrangling back control of the House. Republicans already know the other side doesn't play fair. They also understand Trump isn't about to be frog marched down Pennsylvania Avenue with Rashida Tlaib shoving a bayonet into his back. This is for ripping off the rubes in the base of the Democratic Party. Pelosi is playing Democrats for suckers, and meanwhile the same leftist cable crooks and consultants are laughing all the way to the bank. This is nothing more than a show. It's nothing more than a show for some Democrats who are trying to find a reason. But it's worse than that as far as the way the business of the country runs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCMteam.com. That's GCMteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, yesterday, Pelosi made the announcement that the first steps were being taken to impeach President Trump. Nobody in D.C. believes that Trump did anything that would actually cause him to be removed from office. So, they know that these actions that are being taken will result in, it's not going to result in the disclosure of any offense on the part of the president or in a formal impeachment vote, but it does signify that which once made America function so much better than any previous nation is now lost. But it did have one fringe benefit. In the hotly contested election of 1800, the Democratic Republican Party, led by Thomas Jefferson, won the presidency and control of Congress. This was not a mere transition of the gavel from one hand to the next. Each of the two sides believed that the future of the nation was at stake. Federalists believed in a strong central government and ties to the British crown. The Democratic Republican Party favored decentralization to the states. When the election was over, the Federalists conceded power to the party led by Jefferson. It was widely believed that this was the first peaceful transfer of power between two groups with opposing views on the future of all of history. This ability of the American people to alter the course of our nation through the ballot box is what makes our government, our economy, function so well. A government responsive to the people allows them the ability to go about their business safe in the knowledge that government policy and leadership can be altered if they become too corrupt. You need not fear the government's desire for all of your money if you have control over that government. This is why Pelosi's action bodes so badly for the future of our nation. For the first time in American history, and I mean, it didn't happen during Clinton, it didn't happen during Bush. It didn't happen during George W. Bush when he first got elected, even though they went right down to the wire in Florida, and they had to have a Supreme Court step in and just say, okay, it's finally over, moving on now, and then everybody moved on. Everybody moved on. Didn't even happen then. But now this time. For the first time in American history, a party and its leadership are refusing to cede the ability to set policy to the president. That's what he's there for. He was sworn in, yeah. He sits in the Oval Office, and he issues orders to his subordinates. But every one of these orders are challenged by the judicial branch on some baseless ground. The nation's intelligence apparatus works in congruence with the media to conjure up and give false credibility to absurd stories involving prostitutes defiling a bed that President Obama may have slept in some years prior. President's allies within the population are silenced and assaulted, and there's an unrelenting deluge of constant propaganda against the president and his supporters. And all of this is done for two reasons. First, the party that was voted out of power can then claim the moral and legal ground to refuse the will of the people by denying the leader chosen by the people the ability to implement the policy he campaigned on. A corrupt president is one whose will is inherently illegitimate. Second, this is all designed to quell the pushback from Americans who see what is happening. Social media is getting closed off, reporters attack supporters' livelihoods, and we have loosely affiliated terrorist groups just roaming the streets running free. What made America function as a government and as a society was that we all believed that together we would decide what is best for our future and that together we would walk down the path chosen by us all. And that's now gone. One party obeys the law, adheres to formalities, and works within the bounds established by the constitutional framework. They do some other things as well, but, you know, for the most part. The other encourages the lawless importation of people from all cultures, assists in criminal activity, and refuses to acquiesce on policy when the opposing party is given power. And the troubling aspect of this is the driving issue in the 2020 election and the central issue around which there's so much contention, immigration. The American people elected to enforce our boundaries upon the foreign populations who are entering en masse. Now the losing party clearly refuses to cede political power to accomplish this, and we find ourselves in a position where our government is not only unresponsive to our wishes, but acting in congruence with the wishes of that foreign population. There will still be an election in 2020, and Trump, once again, will manage to overcome the media, he'll overcome a lawless intelligence apparatus, and an onslaught of immigration from places hostile to his agenda, but there's no reason to believe he will be any more successful in curtailing immigration or implementing the other aspects of his agenda in his second term. But the one silver lining in this is that Trump is now convinced that he can't work with the Democrats anymore. They held a hearing today on an assault weapon ban in the Judiciary Committee. That's not going to go anywhere. Universal background checks is not going to go anywhere. Red flag orders will probably not go anywhere. Because now Trump has no impetus at all to try to work with them. To make a deal. He wasn't going to make the kind of deal that everybody out there on my side was afraid he was going to make. He was never going to do that anyway. But he was going to try to do something. We probably would have liked some of the stuff he was going to try to do. But it doesn't matter now because now they're coming after him and he's going to stand and fight them and now everything comes off the table. Everything that was on the table before is gone. But the sad part of this is that based upon elections, policy used to be driven by the American people. And now it isn't. That part of the grand experiment is over, and it was killed by the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a lot of people are angry with what's going on in Congress. The president speaking in New York claims that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been taken over by the radical left.
I'm going to see anything done with this group in Congress, the Democrats. And that's why I really think the Republicans will take over the House We might even increase in the Senate, and we'll keep the presidency, and we'll do something that, like this country, has never seen before.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, disagrees.
This inquiry was not taken up for partisan reasons, and it does not prejudge an outcome.
Another state is taking aim at vaping. Rhode Island banned the sale of all flavored vaping products on Wednesday. The governor blamed them for a public health crisis. This comes a day after neighboring Massachusetts ordered a four-month ban. At least two states, Michigan and New York, have already banned vaping flavors. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, it's easy for politicians to make a very grandiose statement, give out really high, ambitious ideas, especially during a campaign. During the campaign, everything, you know, there is no hyperbole. Everything is going to happen. We're going to change everything fundamentally about everything. Everything bad will be good, and everything good, well, it'll be gooder. But they rarely ponder the actual implication of how the hell they're going to make these proposals become a reality. Sometimes it works. When JFK got out there and said, we're going to go to the moon. Well, we did that. But most of the time it doesn't work, mostly because the statements sound good to a politician's base of supporters, but rarely have any relationship to any sort of reality. like Robert Francis the other day when he decided he was going to take AR-15s and AK-47s and all the other scary guns off the streets forever and ever. Now, besides the stupidity of him thinking that everybody's going to comply with this, the Associated Press decided to explore how difficult that might actually be. They wrote, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke's recent vow to take away people's AR-15 and AK-47 rifles raised one big question. How is it possible to round up the millions of such guns that exist in the United States? They decided to make everything seem a little less than it really is. They just conflated everything together. The number of AR-15s and AK-47s in the U.S. is estimated to a staggering 16 million, creating logistical challenges to take them out of circulation. Many gun owners are also unwilling to turn over the weapons, and if the government offered to buy them back at face value, the price tag could easily run into billions of dollars. That's a problem, isn't it? That's a problem. But things are only, you can only buy things if they're for sale, right? In the event that all of a sudden they were banned, or what they're calling for, when we had the assault, quote-unquote, assault weapon ban, I got challenged the other day for using the terminology of the left, which on the one hand I say yes, but on the other hand I say no, simply because I'm trying to describe to some people that maybe are not as tuned in as most people are. When we had that ban in from 94 to 2004, everything that was out there on the streets at the time was grandfathered in. You couldn't, you could sell them, but you couldn't buy them. You could sell it to somebody else, but you couldn't buy them. So, you couldn't buy it from an FFL, let's put it that way. So they, the manufacturers did a couple of things. They took, they took off muzzle devices. They took off bayonet lugs. they did a bunch of silly things. And during the assault weapon ban of that time, development on the platform basically ceased. Nobody, there was the reason there's such a robust weapons accessories market today is because they're going to build it with an eye at the military, but at the same time, they know they're going to have the civilian market. So they'll take that chance. They'll do that R&D. They'll get out there and ramp up the production. They'll put it out. When nobody could buy the guns to put the stuff on, it just stopped. Quad rails on rifles outside the military did not exist until after 2004. The AR-15 was not the Legos, the Lego set that it is now, until after 2004. Now, the one thing that is, they spoke to a guy named David Shipman. He is a retired agent with the ATF, and now he's a senior policy advisor to the Giffords Group. He said, in some regards, that horse is out of the barn. For years, we've allowed these to be sold. Which is, that's an interesting terminology, too. We've allowed. They like him because with his ATF background, it makes it look like he knows what he's talking about. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. There is no logistics for this. Even if they had decided not to impeach Trump, there were no logistics for this. There was no taste for this. A lot of Democrats who are in supposedly vulnerable positions in, sort of purple states, because that's a knife that goes both ways, they don't have any taste for this. And this is the thing about the politicians you have to remember about politicians. They really like to be politicians. It's a great job if you can hang on to it. I wouldn't say it's great. You got to live in between two places and you're expected to maintain two residences. And even at $180,000, that's sort of difficult. But that's where they get paid. That's not a bad wage, is it? Laura Smith, who is the national spokeswoman for the Liberal Gun Club, she said, constitutional rights aren't based on what you like. What's the slippery slope of this? They're going to take away these rights. What other rights are they going to take away? From the mouth of a leftist. So, you know, even they understand that. Even they understand that. Which makes me wonder what happens with the Liberal Gun Club if they decide that they got to walk away from the Democratic Party. Then what? But then there's the other hard, hard, dark truth about this. Gun confiscation would be the line in the sand for a lot of people, me included. And once that begins, all bets are off. All bets are off. And a lot of people are willing to go to war over this. I mean, to fight here in these United States, within the United States, members of the government within the United States that they're supposed to be able to trust, they're willing to fight them over this. And they would win. They would persevere. They would come through this quite well. In a matter of days, they would do it. Somebody says, what if they shut off the supply of ammo? Listen, there's trillions of rounds of ammo in civilian hands right now. Trillions of rounds. Every time I get out there and say, well, there's no logistics for this, and I get told, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? First of all, they don't know who has what, so they don't know who to target. And then if they figure out who has what, they've already thrown the cops under the bus, and they really like being politicians. So, and they've decided to, they really, really, really blew everything they had, every little bit of, every shred of possible plausibility is gone. Now, it's all gone. It's all gone. So Beto and all the rest of them, the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, they become irrelevant. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
AR500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. For years, for ages, the Democrats have told anyone who said the party was after your guns, they've called them a paranoid nut. They weren't after your guns. They just wanted some common sense gun control meant to keep guns out of the hands of bad people. Nothing more, nothing less. And yet that mask has slipped once again. Someone has made it clear that they want to come for guns, and rather than calling that person down for overstepping constitutional bounds, the Democrats in office and running for office are quick to either back it or lament that it's much too early for such rhetoric. In the House, an assault weapon ban is not a done deal, and it probably won't be either. Why? Well, CNN was apparently shocked to learn that vulnerable Democrats don't want to risk their seats by passing an assault weapon ban. What? What about the good of the country? What about this? What about that? Coming from CNN. But House Democrats, who are preparing for their first legislative hearing Wednesday on the issue in years, remain just short of the 218 votes needed to pass such a ban on the floor. The contrast between the presidential candidate's aggressive embrace of a federal ban and the palpable caution of House Democratic leaders illuminates the enormously complex and challenging legislative landscape still confronting gun control advocates. Even, and this is their words, of course, this is what happens when you run the polls and then believe them. Even as polls now consistently show clear national majorities in support for major components of their agenda, including a ban on assault-style weapons, disparities reminiscent of the gap between the fulsome rhetoric from leading Democratic presidential candidates about Medicare for all or a Green New Deal with the more modest support each measure has attracted in the House. The bill to ban assault-style weapons remains short of a majority, largely because of the hesitance among just a few Democrats representing districts that voted for President Trump in 2016, especially those with large blue-collar constituencies, according to a new CNN analysis of support for the legislation sponsored by Rhode Island Democratic Representative David Cicilline. Now, what does this tell us? First of all, this tells us that the Democrats that are not going to vote for this, they're telling you that they know the polls aren't correct. They're telling you that they know that there is no stomach for this. There's no will for this. They're telling you that they don't believe the polls. They're telling you that the polls are false. CNN, who knows that, you know, in some cases they're actually putting the polls together and making them false, you know, heavy sampling this way and doing this other nonsense and everything else. They're stunned that even though the polls indicate this, that the Democrats are reluctant, shall we say, to put their... Because what are some of these people going to do? What is Beto O'Rourke going to do when he finally goes away? I don't understand how he hasn't gone away yet. But the fact that the Democrats don't have a stomach for this shouldn't be surprising to anybody. Polls where they're showing a majority support for these assault weapons bans, none of these seem to disperse this support by locality. So where are they polling? Where are they getting this information from? It probably is coming from urban enclaves where you have a higher density of support for radical gun measures than you'd see in more rural areas where they don't have guns anyway. They don't have guns in urban enclaves for the most part. New York City doesn't have guns. They have some. They have a smattering. They have a splash here and there. In Los Angeles, having a gun in Los Angeles is very, very difficult. All of Maryland, all of New Jersey. I mean, having guns in places like this is very, very difficult. People do it. People have them, but you can't carry them, right? In theory, each House member represents the same number of people. The density of anti-assault weapon sentiment will likely be much, much higher in urban areas where they don't know anything about the guns besides what the media reports. As a result, the polls tend to show a majority support such weapon bans. They don't own them. They've never used them. They've never seen them except on TV or in a movie. They've never handled one. They've never shot one. They've never owned one. And then, see, there are Democrats that represent some other areas, and they know good and well that backing this proposal would mean political death for them. This is the problem when you sit back and you decide, well, history no longer applies. Because history has shown us plenty of times that gun control isn't a driver for the left. People who support anti-gun policies don't decide their candidates based on just that issue. They'll ignore a lack of vehemence on gun control if someone else hits all the other points. Pro-gun voters, on the other hand, use guns as a litmus test for candidates. And if they're anti-gun in any way, they risk alienating their base. When Barr became the Attorney General, a lot of people were looking at his background. Barr is, he has some anti-gun tendencies. He was the one throwing around this universal background check thing at President Trump that President Trump didn't like, that he backed away from. Just because the Attorney General wants it doesn't mean he gets it. He works in the executive branch, but he isn't the executive. Vulnerable Democrats know how this works. They know they're under a microscope, and while they may rise a few votes here or there on some minor stuff, they also know that going too far is going to win them any votes back home. The only part here for me that is the mystery is, how does CNN not know this? Why are they surprised by this? How can this possibly elude them? How? So I know that most I know Chris Cuomo doesn't leave New York too much. I know that Don Lemon doesn't leave New York too much, or Wolf Blitzer. And I get that. I understand that. That's where their thing is. But, you know, just a regular person from New York City, if they were to come to where I live in the upstate of South Carolina and walk around with us and then, you know, start hearing us talking about guns, and somebody, you know, one of them, well, do you carry one? Do you have one of those permits? Yeah, I do. I've carried one for years and years and years and years and years. That would be, like, shocking. That would be like waking up after being frozen in time for them. It's a culture shock to exist free, plain and simple. Now, anybody with a functional brain should know this. But then again, we're talking about CNN here, so, you know. But, like I said, the overriding thing to remember about politicians is that they really like being politicians. I don't know why they have to run back and forth all the time. They have to go sit there for votes and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's getting now to where every hearing in the Judiciary Committee is getting, we're getting film of that. And then we get to see Gerald Nadler not be able to control either side. He's like the most futile of referees. He can't keep the game moving. He doesn't have control over his caucus, and he certainly doesn't have control over Collins and Company. So it would be amusing if it weren't for the fact that we actually have things going on that we should be looking at, we should be doing something about, and we're not. Because we're either trying to restrict freedom or we're going after the president. That's all they got. That's the one trick the ponies know. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.